You're listening to Lyrics Undercover Free Edition, Case 149, Rehab by Amy Winehouse. Coverville Media proudly presents Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. You're currently subscribed to the free feed, which will only be updated with one episode per month. To get the premium feed, which includes four episodes per month, please visit lyricsundercover.com and click the subscribe button on the right side of the page. Today on Lyrics Undercover, we're uncovering the sometimes twisted route Amy Winehouse took to rehab. Native Londoner Amy Winehouse seems to have been destined for notoriety. She grew up listening to jazz standards, and several of her relatives are jazz musicians, but by age 10 she was a hip-hop fan and was already trying to form a rap act with a friend. By 14 she was expelled from a theater school for goofing off and flouting the rules. As she grew, she applied her deep, powerful voice to jazz and soul tunes, meanwhile playing guitar and writing her own music. Island Records released her jazz-influenced first album, Frank, in 2003. It was a hit with British critics and listeners alike and was nominated for a Mercury Prize. However, the self-destructive behavior had already begun. She was inconsistent with performance gigs, sometimes showing up too drunk or high to sing a whole set. By 2006, her management company suggested that she enter drug and alcohol rehabilitation. Her father opined that Amy was just depressed over a volatile relationship, but she went anyway, for what she has described as about 15 minutes. Later, describing the experience to her producer, Mark Ronson, she invented the iconic first line for him. He laughed and asked where she'd heard it, then suggested she write the whole song.
They tried to make me go to rehab, I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, they try to make me go to rehab, I won't go.
Yes, they tried to make her go to rehab. She said no, because she didn't have the time. She'd rather be at home listening to soul greats Ray Charles and Donnie Hathaway and taking her lessons from music, a more effective teacher than the rehab center. They asked her why she'd come. She said because she was in love and kept making a mess of the relationship. Indeed, her marriage to the equally colorful Blake Fielder Civil has been marked by violence, drug abuse, and heavy drinking by both parties, which deepened her depression. She felt sure that rehab couldn't cure the real problems, and she declined to stay.
They tried to make me go to rehab, I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back,
Rehab was a hit in the U.S. as well as in Britain, eventually hitting number 9 on the Billboard Hot 100. It fared even better in parts of Europe, going to number 1 in places like Norway and Spain. The album, Back to Black, generated more singles, and it won 5 Grammys in 2008, including Record of the Year. Her performance was praised and her voice compared to the legendary Sarah Vaughan's.
The man said, I just think you're different.
Though Amy Winehouse certainly has a powerful sound and a knack for writing tunes, at least part of her success can be attributed to her constant negative publicity. She's continued to struggle with alcohol and drugs, and the ups and downs in her marriage, including time the couple spend apart, are excellent material for paparazzi. She has been brash and ill-behaved, even getting hauled into court for slapping and punching people, as well as being mixed up in a felony case that landed her husband in prison. In 2008, she changed her mind and actually did enter rehab. Since that time, physical health problems, a return to substance abuse, and legal issues have kept Amy Winehouse quite busy, nearly replacing music as her career. Although she's attempted to do charity work, criticism of her lifestyle far surpasses any positive publicity. She performs occasionally for small events and private parties, but she has not released an album since 2006. Occasionally, there is talk of her returning to rehab, but for the time being, her answer is no, no, no.
It's not just my pride.
That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Diane Cook and hosted by me, Brian Ibbett. To subscribe, visit lyricsundercover.com. And if you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.